month later, however, nearly two-thirds of that group had fallen away again. Why? Because they didn't experience the other five events. We tried to help bring that about, but only people who are deeply converted to Christ and His atonement can have the gospel fully restored to them. There are many who never reach that point. Here's another illustration of focusing on only one event. One of the elders on our mission was a true extremist. He fasted all of the time for this person or that person. At the same time, he had a companion who was slothful and unspiritual. It was like a companionship between a publican and a Pharisee. In one of my interviews with this elder, I reminded him that the general authorities had counseled us not to fast too often. I told him that he should fast once a month with the saints, and that he might occasionally have a special fast when the Spirit moved upon him to do so. But he replied that the Spirit was moving on him all of the time. I said, "You've heard Elder Markey Peterson himself counsel us against this." "Well," he responded, "who should I follow, you or God?" I asked him if he thought there was a difference between what his priesthood leaders were telling him and what the Lord was telling him, and he answered yes. Then I told him, "Elder, you have the right to receive a confirmation of what you're being taught, but let me share with you what I think is really happening. You're escaping from the challenge of dealing with a companion who doesn't have the background you have in the Scriptures and so forth. You're focusing on your vertical relationship with the Lord, but He wants you to focus on this horizontal relationship. In fact, you can't really do the Lord's work unless you work on the horizontal relationship, because His whole purpose is to endow you with the power to bless other people, including your companion. If you don't learn to do that, you may fall into the trap that many missionaries do. You may become a social catalyst to help people come into the church, but you won't develop the power to truly reach their hearts. The private victory is the key to the public victory." He said, "Boy, that's so true. I've never learned to love other people. I don't know how." In other words, he responded with the beginning of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. As a result, he was able to get back on the path and start becoming a more effective missionary. But those who don't win the private victories can be easily disturbed and uprooted when they encounter the public challenges of life. They may find fault with the church, or they may become unbalanced by focusing exclusively on one aspect of its mission. President Boyd K. Packer once noted the danger of such imbalance. These are his words. "The gospel might be likened to the keyboard of a piano, a full keyboard with a selection of keys on which one who is trained can play a variety of music without limits. How short-sighted it is, then, to choose a single key and endlessly tap out the monotony of a single note, or even two or three notes, when the full keyboard of limitless harmony can be played. How disappointing when the fullness of the gospel, the whole keyboard, is here upon the earth, that many tap on a single key. The note they stress may be essential to a complete harmony of religious experience, but it is nonetheless not all there is. It isn't the fullness. Some members of the church, who should know better, pick out a hobby key or two and tap them incessantly, to the irritation of those around them. They condole their own spiritual sensitivities. They lose track that there is a fullness of the gospel. They may reject the fullness in preference to a favorite note. This becomes exaggerated and distorted, leading them away into apostasy." Close quote. An example of this problem would be a tendency to focus on missionary work to the exclusion of family history and temple work, or a tendency to focus on the spiritual side of perfecting the saints without emphasizing the temporal side, or vice versa. This kind of imbalance causes people to become seduced, as it were, by another center, another pair of glasses from which they get their identity and security. Their power comes from another source, not from Christ. As we work to experience our personal restoration and to bring others to this knowledge, let us keep in mind not only the sequence of the six events, but also the importance of each one of them in the whole model.